Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. A few of you overslept, maybe this morning, maybe recently, and then you shot out of bed all freaked out. You thought you overslept, but did you really?
Yeah, some people, it was the wrong time. Some people, it was an entirely wrong day.
That's right. Some people are our producer, Swanee. You also figured out that after you oversleep, you might be nervous. And when you're meeting certain people, you get very nervous.
I went to the hospital, broke her foot, and did she break it? Did she not break it? She wasn't sure.
It was pretty awesome, right?
But she got lost in his eyes.
So nervous. I don't know where to go. Is my foot broken? I don't even remember. Also, a great Thursday freestyle all about the crazy weather we're having. That and much more coming your way on the Morning Mix podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Adam Sandler on the red carpet for his big new movie, Spaceman, on Netflix. And they said, what would you take into space with you? He said, oh my God, Shabadoo. I would love to take a marathon bar, but they stopped making them. They're discontinued. But I'm the Adam Sandler. I got to be able to get my hands on a marathon bar, right? What has been discontinued? They no longer make it, but man, you wish it would come back. You wish. You hope against hope that one day they would bring it back to life. So many texts have come back. Here we go. Certs. Certs.
Oh, wow.
Discontinued
those?
Certs. This is the other thing. A lot of texts coming in. I'm like, I didn't know where they don't make that anymore.
Yeah. Wow.
So this might be fun in that way. 630 Susie Q's.
Yeah, those were good.
630 Peanut Butter Twix. You can't get your hands on a Peanut Butter Twix anymore?
Really? Huh.
What if you just dip a Twix in peanut butter? Something to think about. Okay. Lay's Calypso Chips.
Hmm.
Okay. Let's see. Maurice Lennell Cookies.
Yeah, well, the factory closed. I feel like they brought them back with some other manufacturer
name.
Or something.
Was that on Harlem?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's a Chick-fil-A now.
I think it is. Yeah. It was a big deal when the factory. It was a big deal. They had the factory store. It was a big, huge deal when it closed. But I feel like it's one of those things that somebody else got the name and does it. But I could be wrong.
Erica says Jolt Cola. Bring back Jolt. Jolt Cola.
Okay.
815. Real metal tipped lawn darts. Bring them back.
Fun for the family.
Come on. 630, they still make this. Clearly Canadian. My wife had it in the house the other day.
It's like back. Yeah I feel like it did go away for a while, and now it's back
again. You can get it at thrift shops. It's old, but they have it.
So I thought it was water the bottled water.
It is.
It's blue. Like,
in a blue bottle?
Yeah, blue. Yeah, it's been around. Yeah. Clearly Canadian. Go get that. It's still there.
They have it in Mariano's.
Mm-hmm. There you go. 773, my ex-wife. Okay.
Discontinued.
Wow. The Costco combo pizza, $3.09. Nikki, we look to you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Taylor, the volcano burrito from Taco Bell. Whoa. Discontinued. Wish they'd bring it back. My lower intestine demands it. The volcano burrito.
Interesting name.
Keebler L. Fudge S'mores Cookies, 815.
The E.L. Fudge. Everybody loves fudge.
That's right.
I loved those. Not the s'mores version. Didn't even know about those. I wonder if the regular ones are still around because I haven't thought about them in years.
They're there. We got it for the kids recently.
They're really good.
Which was actually for me.
Great idea.
Very good. More Maurice Lennell cookies coming in. Mexi Melts at Taco Bell, 312.
Okay.
Tangerine Sour Altoids, 630. I have seen TikToks of people trying to scour the world for these. The Tangerine Sour Altoids apparently blow your mind, but people love them. But they're gone. Almond Good Humor Bars.
Oh. Okay. Oh, interesting.
The McDonald's Arch Deluxe. I remember that as a thing. I don't remember what it was, but I remember it existed. It's just like a burger with lettuce and tomato on it.
I remember the song. It was like the Deluxe. It was a short timer.
773, Taco Bell's Pinto Beans and Cheese. It was a side they had. Mm-hmm. McDonald's snack wraps. They had a Mac snack wrap that was so good. Yeah. What are we doing? Bring
and
it back.
And it felt healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it
that's
did.
True.
Because it was like a wrap.
Yeah.
And it was chicken.
Heck yeah. Yeah. The stuffed tortilla meal from the Cheesecake Factory, I used to order it every time I went for 5 years, and now it's gone. Which is shocking, because I thought they only added to the Cheesecake Factory menu,
right.
Which is why it's 90 pages long.
They ran out of lines, so yeah. Like, we got to get her right. one thing.
Right.
Mm. Swiss cheese crackers, 630.
Oh, I remember those. They were in the shapes of little Swiss cheese. They had like holes in them.
Yeah.
Okay, I do remember those.
708, Dunkin' used to have the Dunkachino. Bring it back. Was that the frozen thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Those were good.
Okay.
The arancini balls from Trader Joe's.
Oh, yeah.
Those are good. It's like a rice ball.
Mm-hmm.
Taco Bell's naked chicken tacos. Bring them back.
Has anyone said the Taco Bell taco salad?
Not yet.
That you when pretended
it came in the taco
was
shell?
Fake. You would talk about like healthy. Healthy. You're like, it's a salad. Then you look at the calories, right. And it's like 20,000 calories.
Yeah, and 15,000 of them were just the taco shell.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
You're like, that's a salad. It's great.
These are the things that have been discontinued that we wish that they would make a comeback. 219 Zima.
Oh yeah.
I feel like that did. I feel like I've seen that.
I wish they still sold Salerno almond crescents, says Kim. 219. They had powdered sugar on them. 219 Sierra Mist. It was the only pop I would drink because it was made with real sugar, not that fructose corn crap.
It's gone?
It's gone, but now they have Starry or something like
right.
that.
Yeah, did Starry replace Sierra Mist?
I think that's right. And then Sprite has long stood as Sprite. But there.
They were both sort of like the thing that if you don't have... No, we don't have Sprite, but we have Sierra Mist.
This one came in from a few, 847. The old McDonald's McDLT.
Yeah.
That was a good sandwich.
Classic.
Hot side hot and the cold side cold.
It's like smoking sections.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
The styrofoam producers are back in the day. That was our sweet spot.
Oh my gosh, I wish they still made my favorite perfume. My husband found it online and got into a bidding war 2 Christmases ago with somebody on eBay to get the last bottle on Earth. No word on what the perfume is, that they wish it was still there. Watch out. Wendy's salad bar. Why'd they get rid of it? Bring it back.
Yeah, quit with the surcharge and bring that back. That's
right.
Trending.
Oh my God. You know what's funny? You see a thing in your brain like unlocks. 708. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Hostess Pie with the green ooze in them.
Oh.
I remember desperately wanting those. And my parents desperately saying, absolutely not. You're going to die. You can't have that. Bring back the Chevy Chevelle, 847,
oh, wow.
All car.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Come on.
Also banned, by the way, Chevelle.
Chevelle, the band.
From
you're
here.
Right.
From
that's
Chicago.
Right.
From Chicago.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. They rocked harder than they looked.
Mm-hmm. Tostino's cheese dip that had beef in it.
Weird.
708, bring back the Reese's peanut butter balls. It was like a malt ball, but it had peanut butter inside instead of a crunchy wrap that's out right now.
Wow.
There's now a Skippy peanut butter ball available, by the way.
Mm. Along those lines, does anybody remember PB Max?
No.
Do you remember PB Max? It was a little square bar.
Oh, I thought they used to do morning stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Oh my God. Chris, soap your alley. It's peanut butter and they had like these like little malt balls in top. Oh my God. It was
that
so good.
Nice. People are actually sending in images of the things that they wish were no longer discontinued. This is just a pair of shoes. Crocs Hover Lace-Ups. It was a Croc shoe that had laces, but a Croc shoe.
Okay.
Nintendo 64 and GoldenEye. Why don't they just keep making it? 312, Scottie Pippen used to have a candy bar, and it was very good.
Wow. Okay.
Taco Bell's taco salad.
Yes!
Taco Bell's taco salad in here now. There it is.
So healthy.
Come on. The Captain Morgan Loco Nut. I don't know what that is, guys.
Okay.
Somebody is saying Taco Bell still has the pinto beans and cheese. I had it yesterday, they say. Yes, Nikki. Yes. Taco Bell salad. Yes. All caps. And finally, the McDonald's Egg White Delight.
Ew.
Another, it made you feel good because it was like turkey sausage and egg white on a sandwich. Oh, sorry, a couple more because this is great. The eggnog milkshake at McDonald's.
Yeah, and they just continue. Starbucks doesn't do the eggnog latte anymore.
No. And the French silk pie from Baker Square or just Baker Square at all.
Are they totally gone?
Aren't they mostly gone?
I don't know.
On Harlem, too.
I feel like there is still one on Northwest Highway in Palatine, but I feel like it might just be closed for remodeling.
Might be.
Maybe they're lying to me.
No, the Burlington Coat Factory closed in that parking lot, too. I mean, Harlem is going to crap.
847, I wish they still made Levi's tilted waist jeans. And finally, a 312, I wish they still had Venture, the store. Remember Venture?
Definitely.
I got lost in there once.
Big black and white striped logo.
The big zebra store, basically.
Exactly.
It was like the precursor to Target.
Yeah, it really was.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. We used to go there all the time. That and like Montgomery Ward.
Yeah, them and Zaire. They wiped each other out, I think.
Really, they battled, and then Target and then walked
both,
through the door.
Yeah, both of like, them fell down. It's
screw you,
like,
Kmart,
you.
I'm here. Yeah.
Hold
Target.
My beer.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to make white women in Instagram love me. Suck one. Like, what? Target.
All right. Can I interrupt this programming for one moment? It looks like Baker Square still exists.
Oh,
because
okay.
Their website is nice and operational. When I go to locations, I have to put in my city or zip. So anyway, that'll be boring on the radio, but I believe it still exists.
We're told there's
somewhere.
A Baker Square at Harlem and Foster.
Yeah, that's the okay. Still, so
that's
it's still there.
That
still
one's
there.
Still there.
Gosh,
still there.
Thank
yeah.
God.
And I think the Palatine one is still open, I think.
There's also one in Schererville, Indiana.
Okay.
And you get free pie there on Wednesdays, so we should make the trip.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Happy birthday to you if you are celebrating today. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Rick, happy birthday to you, my man.
It's my 9th birthday.
Hey!
Everybody. I like it.
Are you going to the trampoline place or like a ball pit?
No, actually, every late year we have a very epic 3-day party for my birthday.
Okay, epic 3-day nice. Party. Break down the party for us this year. What's happening?
This year we're going to Chicago. We rented out a hall, and we're inviting tons of people to have a party with me.
Woo!
Watch out. Do you have a band or a DJ?
We have a mariachi band, if that's how you say it.
A mariachi band. Okay, I like that. And then you got like an open bar situation, or you guys just everybody bring their own?
No, it's open bar, dancing, partying.
Dang.
You know, I don't celebrate my birthday every year. I think that's a little overrated. I think that's not as fun. So I celebrate my birthday every 4th year, so my 9th birthday this year will be the best birthday yet.
That's amazing. Okay, so wait, if it's your 9th birthday, how old are you actually?
Well, I'm 9, but if you want to go by your terms, I'm 30.
Okay, by the Gregorian
by
calendar.
Mortal years,
by idiots. That's very exciting. Well, happy birthday, Rick. We're going to help you celebrate, my man. How about dinner for two at ABBA so you can go have a little classy night out to celebrate your 9th birthday?
I'm open for that. I'm giving you that pizza coupon going on store or no?
You want the pizza
all
coupon.
Right, how about a $100 gift card to Giordano's instead?
That's fine.
That makes sense.
Thank you. My wife will be so happy. Yes, woo! Sir.
Now, hang on a second. Has your wife heard of ABBA? Are you sure? I just want to make sure. Okay, we're going pizza. That's
the
fine.
Man loves his Giordano's, Chris.
He's 9.
She'll probably get mac and cheese at Alibaba or whatever. But I can't.
Yeah, I think...
I love you.
Rick is a Giordano's guy.
Yeah. No, Rick, I love it. No, I love it. I love it.
Man,
I love it.
Rick, 9-year-old Rick, $100 is yours.
Where do you guys live, Rick? Where are you at?
Frankfurt.
You're in Frankfurt. Okay, love it. Well, congratulations, my man. You got the $100 to Giordano's Pizza.
Yes.
Let's go. Thank you guys so much. I love hearing you guys every morning.
Oh, thanks, Rick. We really appreciate it. Happy birthday to you. The party's this weekend?
It's this weekend. It's
all right, man. Have fun. Make sure you get some liquid IV ready for the next morning. It sounds like you guys are going to go hard, which I appreciate.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys so much. And I'll be bringing the pizza probably.
Happy all right, birthday. Yeah, bring the pizza
happy
to the party.
Nice.
Save some that next morning.
Yeah,
to your point,
some.
I feel
100%.
Like we're going to need a lot of grease. We're going to
need
a lot of things in the morning.
All right, that was awesome.
Can we talk to Rick every day?
We should have Rick on speed dial. Let's hang on to Rick, speed dial.
He's good vibes.
He really is. You got those pizza coupons.
Yeah.
Happy, happy birthday to Rick. Happy, happy birthday to all you leap babies out there, you leaplings.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
You pop out of bed and you think, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I'm late. You get rushing. It happened last night to our producer, Swanee. 6:53 p.m., I get a text that I will now perform for you. Hilarious. Out of nowhere, like, I'm just... Amy and I are cleaning up the kitchen after dinner. The kids are playing. Holy yes! I guess this was meant to happen. I just woke up. Dude, I'm so embarrassed right now. Obviously, I'm not going to make it in. F. And I take a minute. I'm like, what is...
Wow.
And my first response, hey, it's 6:53 p.m. It's still Wednesday night. You're all good.
You handled that like very well, like a pro.
I felt like a negotiator. I was like, he's on the ledge, and I need to get him to step back, you know? I'm like, you're okay.
Give him the specifics and quickly.
I'm literally Robin Williams hugging him. It's not your fault.
You could have been like, what TF are you talking about?
Like, hey,
and
man.
Instead, you calmly centered him.
He goes, oh, my God. I was like, no effing way. You should see the sweat running down my face right now.
Wow.
And then I said, hey, great news. This will be a great bit for tomorrow. And here we are.
Here we are.
He thought he'd overslept. he woke up and he thought, and then it begs the question, have you done this? And then how far along did you get? And you're all freaked out. Hey, Earl, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. And you?
Doing all right. Now, this happened to you. You woke up and got all freaked out?
Yeah, I woke up. I got all freaked out because I thought it was late. And I was supposed to pick up somebody on the way to work. So I go, you know, I got ready, went to his house, started banging on the door. And he comes up all sleepy and he goes, hey, you're not supposed to be here for another hour and a half.
So you were like basically 2 hours ahead of your whole day.
Yeah.
Just had no idea. Okay.
No idea.
Yeah, whatever. I'm just bobbing along.
I'll go get a coffee, I guess. You just kind of drive around for a couple hours.
You got any eggs? Yeah. Just like, well, I mean, I'll be quiet. I'll just go. You got TV? It works, right? Yeah. That's fine. Hi, Laura. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. This happened recently, huh?
Yes, it did. It was about 2 months ago. I woke up at 8 o'clock in the morning. I start work at 8:30. I'm like crazy, running around the house, debating whether I should even take the dogs out. I'm like, they can hold it. So I go ahead and I get in my car. I didn't even shower. I'm on the way to work. And my mom calls me and she's like, are you going to be picking me up later? And I'm like, I have to go to work. She's like, you're working on Saturdays now? I'm like, oh my gosh, it was Saturday, and I thought it was late.
So you were like halfway to work. And how far away is work?
About 25 minutes.
And did you notice traffic was a little lighter? Like, did anything start to click? Were you like, this is weird?
Yeah, no, I thought maybe it was a holiday. I mean, I don't know. My head was not there. It really wasn't.
Yeah. You just focused on getting to work.
I got to get to work. The dogs can hold it. I love that the dogs can hold it for 9 more hours.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Mom, it's Saturday.
What are you doing? Hi, Claire. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. How far along in the process did you get? What happened?
So I was on the way to work. It was a Sunday, and I sort of had, like, a little Sunday fun day, so I took a nap. And I, like, woke up panicked at, like, 5:45 a.m. or what I thought was. And I got in the shower. I, like, ran past my roommate who was asleep on the couch who had also participated with me during the day. And I'm driving, like, south down Damon. And I'm like, why are there people out at this bar right now? And I looked at the clock, and I don't have an AM or PM on my car. So I picked up my phone immediately and, like, called my roommate. I was like, what the heck time is it? She's like, it's 6:50 at night. I was like, oh, my God. And double joke on me, Mondays I don't start till 10:30. So I, like, realistically thought I had to be there at 7 a.m. and it was only 7 p.m.
You thought it was, like, Wednesday. Oh. No idea what even day it is.
Didn't know what day it was. Didn't know what time it was.
That was a very good Sunday fun day.
Yeah.
Well done. What had you guys gotten up to?
It was a Sunday fun day. It was like from noon to 2.
Oh, my God.
You really packed it in.
Yeah, that was it. I just squeezed it in. That's the scariest, weirdest. I've had it before. I got as far as the shower, and I was like warming it up, and just, you know how you just, like, something doesn't feel right. What's going on? And then I'd walk back into the room and I realized, like, oh, what? I don't even know how it happened. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of just got up and got into autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Swanee, everything's okay. You're okay.
You're listening to the Morning Mix podcast.
Adam Sandler says that from time to time, if he's lucky enough to be around Taylor Swift, he gets really nervous. He doesn't know what to say. He doesn't know how to act because his kids idolize and love Taylor Swift. So he feels all this pressure that he's got to nail it. When were you just so nervous to be around them? Hi, Trish. Good morning.
Good morning. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you right back. So nice to talk to the dish. Now, Trish.
Yes.
When did you get really nervous?
So my husband and I went to the 2023 Cubs convention, and our hotel room happened to be a door away from where they were interviewing Cubs players and other Cubs personalities.
Yeah, sometimes they take a hotel room and they outfit it to, like, be a little TV room, a camera studio, and they'll interview people in there. So they're all coming in and out of there, and you're next door?
Yeah, so first we were going to head downstairs, and Jim DeShays comes out, and I was so stunned. I'm like, hi, I feel like I know you because you're on air. And it was so ridiculous, and I was so embarrassed, and my husband is just staring at me like,
Get it together.
Act like you've been there before.
Yeah. You weren't ready.
I love it.
Yeah.
Cubs TV analyst Jim DeShays, JD, if you will. Yeah. Did he have any witty retort for you?
He said he was trying to make me feel comfortable, and he's like, well, you know, we try to give a family atmosphere, and, you know, and I was just, I'm stuttering now.
Yeah, you're even now. Yep. You know what's funny is, Trish, I just found it on YouTube. They actually aired you talking to him. It sounded like this.
Oh, my God. Exactly.
Oh, no. Poor JD. What do I do with Trish? I don't know. But it happened.
It's like she's going to be here the whole time.
You guys should.
Can we move her? Right. Or at least change the interviews to some different room on another floor. There's got to be one.
Any chance we can get a different room. There's got to be. Hi, Karen. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, hi, guys. I'm good.
Now, this wasn't a celebrity at all, just sort of a regular person. When did you get so nervous?
So I hurt my foot, and I went to urgent care, and the doctor came in, and he was so gorgeous. Like, he had these sparkling blue eyes, and he was talking to me, and I couldn't even, I was so distracted. And then he, like, touched my foot to examine it, and I was like, oh, I wonder how old he is, and, like, he's got really nice clothes on, and like, he left, and then I was like, oh, my God, did he tell me my foot was broken or not? Like, I didn't even listen to what he said.
Now, Karen, may I ask, and this is okay either way, are you in a relationship at all? Was there a chance that something could have happened?
No, not really. In fact, I was telling my friends the story, and they were like, did he have a wedding ring on? And I'm like, you know what? I didn't look for that, to be honest with you, but I'm a healthcare provider, and, like, I should have been listening to what he was saying, and then afterwards, it took me a while to kind of reprocess the conversation and figure out if my foot was broken or not.
So was your foot broken?
No,
oh,
it
good.
Was
okay, good. Fine. He had lightly caressed it and healed it.
Did you go? Like, oh, did you go outside and break it?
I gotta go see him.
Hang on, let me just stop on this block really quick.
Hold on, one more look at this bad boy.
Hey, my friend Don is here. You run and roll your car back over this bad boy. I gotta get inside and meet this doctor. What? Hi, Charles. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Now, Charles, you were very nervous. Who did you meet?
I met Rainn Wilson, and by met, I might have stalked him.
You stalked Rainn Wilson, Dwight from The Office.
Yep.
Was this when he was in town recently for that convention they did?
No, he was filming a show in the medical district maybe like a couple summers ago.
Okay. And you decided you were going to meet Rainn Wilson.
Yes. His trailer was actually sitting right outside of my boss's office window, so he could see him at all times. And I explained, at the end of this week, I'm going to meet Rainn Wilson. And my boss kind of laughed at me. And at the end of the week, the final day of shooting, we get back to the office, and my boss goes, Charles, he's just right now. So I broke into a run, ran outside. I see he's with, like, his handlers and things. So I'm super nervous to approach him. So I'm literally walking parallel to him, maybe 20, 30 feet away. And the only thing I can think to do to get his attention is to whisper yell for some odd reason. So I'm yelling, Rainn! Dwight! And for some odd reason, I thought that would be the most inconspicuous thing. He turns around, he looks at me, and he says, and I quote, that's the creepiest thing ever. Hi, how are you? And I froze, and I said, oh, my God, I am so sorry. I did not mean to bother you. I just wanted to say hi, and I broke into a run and ran the other direction.
Oh, my gosh. Well, all you said was hi and ran away.
Oh, yes, literally ran away because I was just starstruck. When he turned, he actually approached me, and I said, oh, my God, Dwight is talking to me.
This is crazy.
That's incredible.
I love this. Hey, Charles, you remember the time that you met Rainn Wilson outside your office? That was awesome.
That was awesome.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Thursday Freestyle. It's time for us to take a look at how crazy this weather has been. Hi there, Sharon. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing very well. Have you heard us do a Thursday Freestyle before?
I have.
Okay, great. So you know the drill. We need three words that come to mind on a given topic. Today, the topic is crazy weather, and as a texter just told us, OMG, it's like spring and winter are in a custody battle over us right now, which is exactly right.
So accurate.
And we always love one person
more.
Yeah,
exactly right, yeah, especially at Christmas. Now, Sharon, what are the three words that come to mind when we say to you, crazy weather?
Okay, in light of this past week, tornado.
Okay, tornado.
Doppler.
Doppler.
And cumulus.
Okay.
That's a good
cumulus.
One.
Yeah. Cumulus. Okay, Cumulus. Got it. Okay, Sharon.
And by the way, I am a Redbird.
Hey, go Redbirds. Oh, now I got to do this one well. Okay, great. Let's go, Redbirds. Okay, Sharon, the Thursday freestyle, you gave us three words about crazy weather. We're going to take those three words and we're going to put them into a song right now. So stay right there. Don't go anywhere. This is Sharon's Thursday freestyle on the crazy weather. Here we go. You got your bell?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey.
The weather outside is nasty, but inside here, man, we're classy because we're singing you a song all about it. That's what we're gonna do. Don't give a hey. So guess what's about to go down? To the basement, man, don't run around. I'm outside and I'm screaming, uh-oh, I think I see about 11 tornadoes.
Oh!
We gotta get out of here. Uh-oh, and everything is clear. Tie down those seats in your backyard because they're blowing in the windies. I don't know where we're going. I've lost my way. The wind is blowing.
Okay, yes.
Too much rain in the sky today. Man, I'm scared and my dog's not okay. I'm hiding underneath. I got a hugger. I hear the beeping happening on the Doppler. My doggie, well, she is doing better because I got her that tornado sweater. You know that heavy thing they put on dogs? It makes them feel safe like a fire log. They're nice and they're warm and they're oh so toasty. They keep them on the west side and on the east coasty. Okay, we're almost done. Man, you don't want to miss looking in the sky at those clouds of cumulus.
Yeah.
You know what? Weather song.
Yes.
Crazy weather all week long.
It's a rumble.
This is your weather song. Crazy weather all week long. Hey, crazy weather song. On the high notes, singing all week long. Hey, this is your weather song. Crazy weather all week long. One more time. Oh, hey, it's a crazy weather song. Crazy weather went all week long. Hey, it's the crazy weather song. Crazy weather all week long.
Woo. This is a storm.
We're back, baby.
All right, we made it
through.
We
are back.
Did we?
Sharon, come on. How you feel?
Unfortunately, that is going to stay in my head all day.
All week long.
Oh, it's you mean fortunately, obviously.
No. Yeah, yes, I'm sorry. Fortunately.
Man, I have not felt like we are back, man. Woo! All right. Thursday freestyle for Sharon, and you're going to go see Nikki Glaser live. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're so very welcome. Woo, man.
That's awesome.
That felt good.
A little hail. There was a little thunder.
Yeah, man,
there was a little bit of everything
all week
in that.
Long. Oh!
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
Well, we all know that winters can take a toll on us for a bunch of different reasons, but the darkness is one of them, and maybe the toughest one for some people. So last night, the sun set at 6 p.m. and won't set again before 6 p.m. until October 29th.
Nice.
So this is the light at the end of the tunnel.
Let's go.
Bravo. It's going to keep getting brighter.
We're like, what, 10-ish? It's March 10th. We turn the clock, so we're on our way, baby.
Yeah.
Let's go. We're spraying forward.
So there's some good news for your sunny Thursday morning. There's also a teacher who likes to make up Gen Z slang, and then he gaslights his students into thinking that it's real slang and that they just don't know about it. So he posted a video with his three favorites that he made up, and he got 5 million views.
The first one, clip or clipped, this is a positive thing. For example, oh, it's chicken nugget day in the cafeteria. That's a clip. Number two, mute. I think at this point, saying low key or on the low is just played out. So, hey guys, you can use your phones, but on the mute, like low key. And the last one, feta. This is a negative thing. Feta cheese is very crumbly. It falls apart easily. So you'd say something like, oh, you did great on the multiple choice section of the test. And then you got to the essay, total feta.
And so then he, yeah, it's so funny. And then he goes on to say, he's like, well, it's like they look at me like, what are you talking about? And he's like, man, you haven't seen that? It's all over talk. Like, I can't believe it hasn't come up.
Absolutely no reason all of those would not catch on.
They're so
good.
Yeah, 100%. And they actually make more sense than most of the slang out there.
Bussin'.
Yeet.
No cap.
Right.
Finally, lastly, award show darling Emma Stone. She's now also a meme queen. So So there's a picture of her being passed around online. She was photographed. I don't mean it like that sounds weird, but everyone's looking at it and memeing it.
Sounded like the photo was of her being passed around.
Right. No, she's not being passed. Right. The photo is
like
being
crowd
surfing.
Right. Okay. Right.
So the photo is of her at a table and she's about to dig into a chicken pot pie. She already has the soup on the spoon. It's like somebody just came by and she's smiling because she's sweet, but she's also like, "You're bothering me and this is uncomfortable." Bad timing, right? So now everyone's adding their own caption to it. I'll just give you the top three. Saying like stuff like, "This is what happens when you're at a family dinner for Christmas and somebody wants to take a picture." Mm-hmm. It's like, "You're interrupting me." Next up, "What happens when the waiter comes by to ask how everything is tasting?"
Yeah. Every time.
Every time. You wait for the first bite?
Yeah.
And lastly, "My dad must have been the photographer for this event."
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love it. And that's your Flash Briefing.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.